DC Everest running backs coach Dave Wanta. Coach, thank you for joining us. Let's start with an injury from opening week. In the second quarter of last week's game, Everest starting quarterback Nick Sierakowski rolled his ankle. He didn't return. Tell us about the play that he was injured on.
Nick got hurt on a botched play on offense. We had a miscommunication with one of our running backs. He ended up getting hurt. Probably be out a couple weeks here.
Game status is a no-go for Wisconsin Rapids.
He will not be playing for Wisconsin Rapids.
So starting quarterback responsibilities fall to Mike Nicholas. He's a senior. He was 4 of 13 passing. I thought one of the reasons why he struggled a little bit is that normally Nick Sierakowski would stay in when Nicholas is quarterbacking and he'd be out at wide receiver. So Mike Nicholas was playing without one of the key pieces when he's running the offense.
Oh, absolutely. It's you know, you hate losing your starting quarterback, and then when another guy comes in, you know, he's not mentally ready to go. So we need to do a better job preparing him and getting him ready to play football.
I thought a big challenge against Spash is that there was not a lot of first down production, and I think it takes away huge parts of the playbook when everything is second and long or third and long.
First down killed us. We got minimal to negative yardage on first down, and it's hard to chunk it out and get a first down after that. We talked to the kids. That was one of our emphases in practice this week, and hopefully that'll change on Friday.
I think one of the struggles or one of the challenges for week two, aside from the injury to your starting quarterback, you know, the team is so emotionally high for the opener. And then you go down to Stevens Point and you get shut out and you're coming home with a 21-0 loss. It's like you're on the roller coaster from very high to very low. Has the team been building back up in practice during the last week to get ready to play for week two?
It was really neat after practice on Tuesday. Some of the seniors gathered the team in and talked to the team. So it was nice to see that senior leadership step up, and they weren't going to tolerate us to have another loss.
I think one of the challenges for Wisconsin Rapids, you know, on defense, you have to keep an option team from getting to the corner. You have to play contain, but yet this year they have a big bruising running back. They can hurt you up the middle too.
Their offense, if you don't have a disciplined defense and you don't play assignment football on defense, they're gonna eat away at you. And they want that ball control offense, and they want to keep their offense on the field the whole time and don't let your offense get a chance to score.
Does it change what you do in practice when you know that you may not see an option offense for the entire season?
Like I said, if you're not playing discipline on defense, it's not going to happen, and you got to spend a lot of time on it during the course of the week just to do it. We weren't practicing with the football just so they wouldn't go to the football. They just play assignment, play their man, and hopefully it'll pay off.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.